Hello everyone, this is Asclepius with the next chapter of a wonderful story from Belladonna Rose entitled Black Rose Chronicles. Background music by Smart Sound. Trudging down the road back towards Farmer Fillmore's, she could see all manner of creatures about. Bears, wolves, rabbits, and squirrels. Crops growing in the farmer's fields. Cotton. Strange. But that is probably how he makes his living. As she reached the entrance to the road that led to the farmer's house, some bandits made their way up the road. Seeing her, they turned and made their way into the brush. Finding their comrades on the road dead, they must have thought better than to approach her. Funny, she thought. Halfway down the path, she noticed fresh graves next to the tattered shack. The farmer must have gone inside and found Darwin and Quentin and decided to bury them. With that done, she decided to leave the old man alone. With a turn of the heel, she went on down the main path back to the bridge. As she got close to the bridge, the lady guard stepped out and met her. Sadly, Bella handed her the note she found on Quentin's body. The poor girl was distraught. After reading the missive, she scribbled a message on a scrap piece of paper and handed it to Bella.
Please take this back to the captain and tell her what you found. I will remain at my post as ordered. She need not fear that I will leave. It will be my duty to avenge my poor Quentin.
She slowly turned, wiping the tears from her face, and took her post near the bridge. Bella tucked the note in her vest and made her way back up the hill towards the camp. A few of the foolish bandits attacked her, but she easily took care of them. This time she was going to check their pockets. A few coins and trinkets. She remembered something one guard said about returning heirlooms that the bandits had stolen. She would return these as well. The guards at the end of the rope bridge were busy with a couple of those zombie things and immediately cleared the way so she could cross over. The camp was rather peaceful when she entered, just before midday. Looking to one side of the camp, the children were playing around their small campfire. She approached and stood watching for a minute. One of them stopped and looked her way.
"Oh, it be you, the swordbreaker. What you be wanting from us today? Here to spoil our fun some more?"
Bella gave the child a scowling look and then walked closer to them. They all stopped their dancing and looked at her with a bit of fear in their eyes.
"Nay, I do not wish to spoil your entertainment. I just thought you might want this."
Holding the book up over their heads, they all stared in disbelief.
"Is that the bloody bones?"
All the children ran towards Bella as she teased them with the book. She laughed as they jumped up and down trying to get the book.
"Give me that book, Outlander. That is ours. We need that book so we can sing the song right."
Bella looked down at them and scowled again.
"You do know that Bloody Bones is not a fairy tale, don't you? Bloody Bones is real. And each time you sing that song, it brings that creature out, searching for who is singing its song."
The children looked at her with surprise, then jumped up and down, laughing and cheering.
"She did it! She did it! The Outlander did it! She got us the Bloody Bones!"
It was obvious these children had no clue what they were doing, but that was none of her business one way or the other. She tossed the book in the air and let them fight over it, laughing over her shoulder as they scrambled about trying to hold on to the book. She moved on towards the guard. The guard looked her up and down and smiled.
"Thank you for giving them some glimmer of hope. They know not what they do, but they just try to stay entertained best they can. Eventually, we will get them to a town and have them looked after better."
Bella smiled at the guard and pulled out a small pouch and handed it to her.
I retrieved these from some fallen bandits on the road. I do hope you can return the items to their owners, if they still live.
The guard looked into the pouch, and she smiled.
Thank you, Outlander, for doing such a good deed. I will try my best to return them to their owners. By way, what be your name?
Bella looked at the young guard and smiled.
Belladonna Rose.
Making her way through the camp, she went straight to Captain Kinsey, handing her the note from Roswin about Quentin and the bottle of medicine from Ackerley. She then proceeded to tell the captain about the Ebon cultists and that she had dispatched them from their ritual. She told her about the woman that appeared and disappeared at each ritual site.
Damn, then it's true. Mistress Valdis is trying to come back to this side of the realm.
She shook her head and explained that this creature was once very powerful and has been using the Ebon cultists to make her way back to this side, the side of the living, so she can try and take over the unrest of the lands. Bella looked at the captain like she had lost her mind. What kind of sorcery is all this? This realm has completely gone crazy. All this undead and such. Now master sorcery at work as well? Shaking her head, she decided that she was no better off here than she was back in her world. Evil is just that. Evil. Captain Kinsey pulled a rolled parchment off her makeshift desk and handed it to Bella, along with a rolled-up banner and a pouch of coin.
It's not much, but you have truly showed your worth since you came here. I apologize it is not much, but we have very little as it is. Please take this parchment to Captain Stanley at Soltown and see if you can be of service there. They are in need of help with all the migrating villages from around this area. The undead and bandits are raising all the small towns, so many are moving towards Ardaris. Soltown is where many have landed.
Bella took what was given her and looked at the rolled-up banner.
That is the banner of love, my dear Belladonna Rose. You have shown great love and compassion for us and these poor folks who have lost so much. I have a strong feeling you will do great things for our lands and help bring peace and love back to our people. Take it. It will be better off in your hands than here in mine. Go now, and safe travels, future Avatar.
The sound in Kinsey's voice was that of courage and devotion to her task, and she would take the banner and put it in a safe place till she could later retrieve it. Looking around one last time at the camp, she headed towards the gates. Back to Soltown it is, then.